Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show. You want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And it looks like the news has forced us into the position of having to talk about the third rail issue of abortion. And
which is really unfortunate, man, because I don't know about you guys, but it's not something I enjoy talking about.
No, I don't either. But I would rather talk if we can avoid, you know, just the general abortion discussion. I doubt we'll be able to because, you know, usually this sets off phone calls and that leads to that those discussions. But I think we should talk more about what's happening. And what's happening is last night during the show, we didn't know. No one called in to let us know about it. We didn't catch the news. But in the middle of the show, apparently last night, the news broke. Politico.com released a leaked draft.
Leaked. Keywords here. Leaked.
Mm-hmm. Leaked draft of what is going to purportedly be a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, it's not official, but it probably will be. To overturn Roe versus Wade. And now, less than 24 hours later...
And basically hand it back down to the states.
What exactly did Roe versus Wade do?
As I understand it, I'm not a legal scholar.
Right.
I have not put much time into researching Roe versus Wade. But my understanding is Roe versus Wade prohibits banning abortions at the national level, meaning that states that would want to ban abortions are unable to do so due to the Supreme Court decision.
Okay.
So the overturning of that decision would put us back in a situation which the U.S. was in prior to 1970, whatever it was that Roe versus Wade was decided, where each state government has to set their own or can set their own prohibition if they want to on abortion.
And the precedent they used was the 14th Amendment and basically a woman's right to privacy. So basically,
this is what they used in Roe versus Wade, or
the original 1973 ruling. Okay. I don't know. There have been other legal battles since then, and I'm not familiar with all of those. I think there was one even as recently as like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, conservatives are constantly. This is like their big issue, right? So they're always charging out there to talk about abortion and Roe versus Wade. I remember it happened during the Trump campaign, at least when he was running for office. He talked about, you know, exactly this idea of allowing the states to make their decision, their own decisions, allow Mississippi to decide, allow California to decide, whatever each state wants is best for that particular state. And in general, I think that's probably an okay way to do it. The issue, as far as I can tell, is that Mississippi would want to prosecute people for going to, you know, Nevada to get an abortion or whatever. Mm. Now, they wouldn't prosecute people for going to Nevada to hire a prostitute or whatever else people may do in Nevada. Mm. But on that one particular issue, there are states already talking about doing this.
Well, like, basically, they would argue that you're leaving the state to kill something. So, I mean, killing is killing.
Something aside, you're leaving the state to break the laws of that state. Right. Just like if you were...
Use the prostitution because that's illegal in Mississippi?
Right. It's illegal in every other 49 states.
And in that case, that's kind of hypocritical.
Of course it is.
And that's my issue with it. I was like, okay, if Mississippi wants to ban abortion, you know, I'm not a fan of that. But at least the people in Mississippi can leave to go to another state to get their abortion if that's what they so choose. But under the ways that Mississippi and other conservative states would like to do it, no, they're going to make it illegal for you to do that. Like in Texas right now, you can be sued for helping someone leave the state of Texas to go get an abortion.
Wow. Well, this, of course, has set people off.
Oh, yeah.
It is already, you mentioned, Aria, on your drive to the studio tonight, you saw there were approximately 40 protesters in downtown Keene. We are less than 24 hours from this leaked document. There are already people protesting outside of the Supreme Court. That started last night.
Hey, I guess Ukraine wasn't doing it for them.
Yeah,
I wonder how
this
many.
This is the new thing.
This is the new MAD. This mm-hmm. is the new mass formation. The people, the hypnotized, have found a new enemy. and they're banning, and this is huge. Yes, considering that this is not even 24 hours yeah. old.
40 people for Central Square, by the way, in Keene, New Hampshire, is a large protest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when we go to the break, I'm going to go grab the SD card on my dash cam, because I'm curious now, because we can screenshot it and count mm-hmm. how many people there actually were, but I'm willing to bet it was at least 40, possibly yeah. more.
Dozens, at least. And that's, you know... It's not George Floyd level yet. That was the biggest thing I've ever seen in Keene, but that had weeks to garner a bunch of talk and support and planning and that sort of thing. So first day, less than 24 hours, is pretty impressive. So people on the left are freaking out.
They lost Twitter.
Right. This has been a big couple of weeks, right, as far as conservatives.
Only like a week. I mean, all of this is just coming together so quick. I mean, all the craziness is coming from the same people.
Well, the conservatives are also, you know, crazy in their own way, of course, and they are feeling victorious. They're doing some grave dancing on the liberals, acting like, you know, well, we won, and now the Supreme Court's going to repeal all the gun laws. It's like, come on. Okay. They may have made this one decision that you guys like, but there's no way.
Constitutional carry has been growing in this country for the past this whole year. More and more states are jumping on that wagon. Yeah, pretty soon we'll all be owning nukes.
Well,
hope so, man. But
and tanks.
I have no expectation that the Supreme Court is going to do anything to weaken the federal government's power over people as far as gun control is concerned. But that's what people, you know, they're all on a high right now. The conservatives are on a high, and of course there's always the libertarians that sort of lean conservative, and so those guys are also out there. You know.
Those are the ones I don't get. The pro-life libertarians or the anti-abortion libertarians, I don't understand where they're coming from. And I don't think they understand the issue that we're discussing here. We're talking about eviction mm-hmm. and nothing else. We're not talking about committing murder. We're talking about evicting a person from one's own private property.
But the problem is that the core tenet of libertarianism is the protection of the individual.
So well, the protection of private property and the individual, right?
So
the woman's body is still the woman's. The fetus is a trespasser.
But when does the fetus become a human being?
It doesn't matter.
That's the question.
That's the big question.
That question doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a human being or not. It is trespassing. Do you have the right to shoot a trespasser?
It's not. It's a part of you. You can't.
It's not a part of you. It's not a distinctly separate human being.
It's not like. It's not like a cancer. The correct question here is when does that fetus become
a real human being?
It doesn't matter.
It's a question you can never answer.
Mother is
the reason why it's irrelevant is because you will never get people to agree.
Well, it's irrelevant because this is a matter of trespassing. It's not about murder or anything else.
And so is the first 10 years of the kid's life. Yeah. Is it also a cancer for the first 10 years of its life?
Where it can't solve, it can't do anything on its own.
It would die if you left it on its own.
If you have a child, are you required to take care of that child up until X number of years?
By law, you are.
But by society, you would also be expected to take care of something that you created. And that, I think, would be the argument against the trespasser argument, is that this thing didn't just get there by accident. It wasn't some sort of, unless it was a rape, right? Like, it didn't get there by accident.
No, but that doesn't mean
somebody
you can't
spread
their legs. Right? You can invite someone over your property, sure. And as soon as you're like, hey, no, I don't want you here anymore, you say, no, you can't, you're trespassing if you stay. Just because you invited them over doesn't mean they continue to have any right to be there once you tell them they have to leave.
But when you tell that full-grown adult trespasser to get off your property, he doesn't immediately die because he's having to leave your property.
That's why I didn't say anything about telling him to leave. I said, do you have the right to shoot and kill someone who is trespassing?
Generally, no. You have the right to remove them from your property, and if they're a threat to you, then yes, you would have a right to shoot them.
Good point.
Yeah.
But still... You're not killing the fetus by removing it. I mean, you are killing it by removing it, but... That's not really your fault.
If you pay the doctor to have it taken out of you, you are the main cause of that fetus's death, even though you paid someone else to do it for you.
So this whole discussion proves the point that even in this room, there are disagreements that are fairly, you know.
By the way,
good faith disagreements.
By the way, all right, so I'm going to defend the fetus's life, but I'm also up to the first trimester. Anything before that to the second trimester? Yes, go ahead. But after that, when you have to start, when you have to start cutting the baby up to get it out,
well, that line, you just
cross the line there.
And that's the thing. Everybody draws that line somewhere else. You draw it at the first trimester. Some ultra conservative is going to draw it at the moment of conception.
Heart flutter. Yeah.
There's moments. You can share your thoughts with us. 603-283-6100.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. number 603-283-6160. And I don't want to get into a fight with anybody about where life begins. Because the fact is, no one is ever going to agree on this.
No, I agree with that statement entirely. I mean, we can't even define what life is.
There's that. We don't know what consciousness really is.
Here, let's look at it this way then. To just all, maybe we can agree on this. When the child, the fetus, can be removed from the mother,
mm-hmm.
and can survive even with the help of equipment, medical equipment, when the child can be removed and can live, can survive, that's when the child is viable.
I don't know if I really even want to agree with that, right? Because it has to get to that point, first of all, and I don't have a womb. I don't have a uterus. I can't.
It's only like 25, 30 weeks. And that's a long time, too, by the way.
You're just saying that's when you define it as viable. And I don't disagree.
It's not my decision to make.
I don't think he's saying you wouldn't still be able to pull it out at that point, because then you could pull it out and put it in a vat or whatever.
And this isn't new. This has been going on for years. They have been getting really good out of these last 20, 30 years of keeping these very, very young fetuses alive.
Well, and this is where I think that the marketplace should come into play here, and that the libertarian position on abortion should always be that the government should stay the F out of this issue and let the market decide how to handle this. So if somebody...
I'm not even sure the market can, you know, reach any sort of meaningful consensus on this.
It doesn't need to. The market is individual actors doing whatever they want.
But you're always going to have that group who are like, it's a human being and you're killing it.
I understand that. And so, I mean, those people, they should go live in their own place together.
And by the way, that's what's going to happen.
I hope that's what happens.
This gets overturned. You're going to have your red and your blue states,
yeah.
And it's going to be even more polarized than it already
that's
is.
That's the way it ought to be.
You have people uprooting and moving.
That's the good side of this. That's the really good part about this whole thing.
Until we go to war with each other.
Well, I mean, I would hope that doesn't happen.
And this might be...
Well, the libertarians won't go to war, right? The conservatives and the liberals, they can go to war with each other, but the libertarians aren't going to want to have anything to do with that. Just let us have our New Hampshire here, and you guys fight each other to death.
And hopefully, I say this all the time, hopefully we're far enough north from Mordor's right there on our boundaries below us, Massachusetts, I'm talking about you. That's what I fear, that we're not far enough away from some of these big cities where people are going to want to, they're going to get out. You have your food shortages, you have your crazy policies that are screwing everyone over. I work in a little town just mm-hmm. north of us, and there has to be 24 brand spanking new homes that are being built right now, all from New Yorkers, New Jerseyans, a couple from California. These people are escaping their horrible hellholes, and they're coming out here to the woods. Now, these are richers, and this is, you know, they're now neighbors with cow farmers. So it's a very weird justification of you know, farmers and rich liberals.
So you really think?
I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about some of these younger riffraff who are going to be starving, who are initially going to flee to their state to have their abortions, and then the policies don't work in these liberal hellholes. They don't last forever because that's how socialism mm-hmm. works. It only lasts as long as to use up the other guy's money, right. And then what are they going to do?
Well, it's not our problem, but I am curious.
It's going to become our problem.
Well, not if they move to some liberal hellhole and they leave New Hampshire.
And that's why I mentioned how close we are to a huge liberal hellhole.
Well, what are you suggesting? What's going to happen exactly? Boston,
Balkanization is definitely going to happen.
What's that? What does that mean?
That means the states are going to become further and further polarized.
Great.
And
you think there's going to be a war that comes out of this? You think the conservatives are going to invade the liberal states and start killing people?
I'm afraid of city-states, huge, populized city-states running out of food.
I think it's more likely that the liberals would try to invade the conservatives.
They're a bunch of pussies.
Coming out to the countryside where all the dairy farmers are, where all the all the people who are making things, making food,
mm-hmm.
and taking over. And it won't work in some states like Texas. It's not going to work very well in Texas. Austin, they can deal with Austin.
If you're talking about people from the city coming out to the countryside, they're going to get killed.
Yeah.
I mean, people in the country, they know how to shoot a gun.
The first wave, yeah. But it's going to keep coming and coming and coming. And there are only so many bullets.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a little bit... I think that's a little ridiculous, the idea that the liberals are going to invade a place where they have no experience. Like, you look at the military, and, I mean, I've never spent... You've been in the military, Conan. Would you say that the people...
Which, by the way, are a lot of conservatives.
So I'm saying, you think the people on the right are going to be able to take the people on the left? I think so. In a fight, absolutely.
But when you cops, you know, you say, do you think there are a lot of conservatives?
A lot of them are.
But then you go to the big cities and you got them union cops and union thugs. It's a whole different type right there.
I don't know. They're still conservatives, right? They probably still approach things from a conservative viewpoint.
A Chicagoan cop? I'm not so sure. Some are. Blue Dog Democrat all the way through, Union Boys.
Okay, but
I don't know if I can even believe in the existence of a liberal cop.
Like
a progressive, Black Lives Matter, trans rights, LGBTQ, IIIAP, whatever they call themselves, cops.
Eli, the sheriff, went to...
Yeah, but he's a conservative. He just calls himself a Democrat.
But he went down to the George Floyd thing the BLM. He had a sign.
For votes.
Yeah, of course. He was pandering, obviously.
Does he really feel that way is the question.
There are definitely some cops that are not as ultra-right or conservative. I've run into some of those people over the years. But I don't know, Conan. I feel like that the idea that the food's going to stop coming, why would that be the case? I mean, the conservatives are going to be making money selling food to the cities.
They just culled, like, they're almost up to 30 million chickens they just culled in the last couple of months.
Who?
Chicken farmers, because of the new avian flu that's allegedly spreading throughout the country. So there you go. You got your chicken. The prices of food are up. They're skyrocketing. You got the price of fuel is skyrocketing.
People in the cities who can't even, they're too afraid to even show their face, are going to go grab a gun and try to take over a farm. I just don't buy that.
There's also the reality that, you know, they may have culled 30 million chickens, and they did. They genocided a ton of animals within the last few years, using COVID as an excuse largely. However, there's still plenty of food, man.
At the moment.
No one's starving. Even if they kill all of the wildlife in the United States, all of the cows, all of the chickens, people still aren't going to starve to death because there's plenty of produce. There's plenty of grains.
Do you realize how fast our local grocery stores will empty if the trucks stop rolling?
Oh, of course. Everything goes away if the trucks stop rolling.
Yeah, but why would the trucks stop rolling? They would just stop bringing in a meat. There's still plenty to eat.
Well, there's no doubt that there are supply issues right now. Every week I'm in the same grocery store and they can't stock the milk shelves. They can't keep them stocked. There's constantly...
They probably have plenty of almond milk, though.
No. The whole milk shelf area is just thin. They don't even have enough units to put one on the front. They try to put one on the front, right, so it looks like it's full. They don't even have enough to do that right now. I see where Conan's coming from with the concern. I just more of on your side, Arya, of I don't think that given a relatively free market that we will see starvation in the United States. Look at Venezuela. I mean, they are hungry there, but they're still not quite starving.
Yes.
There's more coming up. Well, that what happened was the market started to act in Venezuela because the government said, all right, well, we'll just let dollars be and stop arresting people for using dollars.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Border Patrol agents apprehended 211,972 illegal immigrants along the southern border in April, according to preliminary Customs and Border Protection numbers. That's the highest April on record. The CBP statistics also indicate that more than 58,000 illegal immigrants evaded apprehension in April, with Tucson, Arizona and Del Rio, Texas being the two busiest sectors for gotaways. Top Republican leaders are addressing the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that showed justices were ready to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion decision. House Republicans releasing a statement saying the clearly coordinated campaign is designed to intimidate the justices. They added Republicans will pray for a decision that protects life. USA Radio News. As energy markets around the world cope with the ongoing disruptions from the war in Ukraine, United States diesel prices surged for the third straight week, shattering all-time records. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, back in January of 2021, diesel was $2.68 a gallon, and last month diesel ended at $5.12 a gallon on average across the country. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the high diesel prices will affect everyone out there.
The impact of fuel is driving up the cost of everything. And likewise, with hydrocarbons, all of your wrappers, your bags, your plastics, polymers.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Newly released Labor Department figures show 4.5 million people voluntarily left their jobs in the month of March, slightly up from the previous month. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever is on your mind. A lot of people on social media in the last 24 hours have been talking nonstop about this. Can we call it a Supreme Court decision yet? I guess not officially.
Nope.
Because it's leaked.
It's a leaked exchange between the Supremes, just talking about how they're going to, you know, I guess they're just passing notes. Really?
Was it an exchange? I thought it was the draft of the opinion.
It's a draft, but I believe they exchange them amongst each other and get second opinions and whatnot. And
so,
one of their aides, most likely one of the liberal aides, decided that this was an event that needed to be, or it's turned into an event, but this was news. And as far as I understand, it's the first time anything like this has ever happened.
No.
Yeah, it's not, but the media is in large ways painting it like it is. Like, oh, this completely damages, you know, the sanctity of the Supreme Court and all this other. Now partisanism has taken over the Supreme Court.
Are you saying this has happened before?
Yes, the news is reporting today, NPR, I believe, reporting that this actually happened on Roe versus Wade. It was also leaked.
50 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It doesn't happen very often. That was probably like the last time it happened. But this is an initial draft majority opinion, Conan. This isn't just like a little message that was sent from one justice to another justice. This is a 90-something page draft opinion. This is what they are going to release. Some version of this will be released, presumably, whenever the hell the schedule is to do things like that with the Supreme Court. I don't know if that's in a few weeks or in a few months. I don't know what schedule they run on, but that's what this is. This is presumably this court has already taken a vote, and the majority won. And this is the, you know, as you know, one judge writes the majority's opinion, and then there's a minority opinion, and that's what this is. This is what will supposedly be the majority opinion of the Supreme Court on overturning Roe versus Wade.
Supposedly, and, you know, it hasn't actually happened yet. It hasn't been released yet. But I do enjoy seeing all of the people coming to terms with the reality that these Supreme Court justices, they're just as petty. They're just as common. They're just as
political.
Yes, as Donald Trump.
Well, but many will blame Trump.
But that's part of the game.
Yes, but they don't believe that.
That's why people love it.
That, though. They always believe that the Supreme Court justices are these great, honorable, wise people who transcend this political pettiness.
Right. They stand apart for partisan politics.
Yes, they're above and beyond that.
And now they're for the Constitution.
Yes, and now they're faced with the reality that, actually, they are just as petty, just as political.
That's a good point. In fact, if you look at the opinion surveys asking the people of the United States, you know, they ask, well, what do you think about the Congress? And usually the results are really piss poor for Congress.
Unless it's your Congress member, and everyone loves, usually, though, the one that they voted for. It's everyone else's Congress member that
sucks. I thought the average approval rating of Congress was like 17% or something.
Right. I'm talking about where they ask generally about Congress. I don't know. I've never seen them where they ask about their specific congressperson, but that wouldn't surprise me. But it's 7%, 10%, somewhere in there. It's usually the worst of all of them. President comes in higher, typically, and the justices of the Supreme Court, the court system, always comes in higher than everything. Military also comes in high because there's all this pomp and circumstance around this.
Wait until they learn that the military is just as political and just as petty as the Supreme Court.
Well, it's hard to get this information to the people because there's so much propaganda surrounding the military. Oh, they protect our freedoms. Even though there's been story after story about the military killing innocent people and, you know, blowing up hospitals.
Not our military. That's the you're thinking the Russians,
right? No, it's the U.S., as you know.
Yes.
All those stories aside, the military continues to keep this special aspect to it that makes it impervious to any significant criticism.
Yeah, somehow, despite committing things like Abu Ghraib and stuff like that, the military somehow is still honorable. Still noble.
Right.
They're still protecting us.
Because usually the blame goes to the politicians, right? Oh, well, you know, the military, they're just following orders.
There you go.
You got to blame Trump. You got to blame Bush. You got to blame Obama and so on and so forth. So,
but you can do that too if you want, but I mean.
Sure, but Obama didn't pull the trigger when the bombs were dropped on Doctors Without Borders hospitals in Afghanistan.
Well, he didn't do it himself, but he ordered it, didn't he?
Yes, but it was still some military member who pushed the button and actually dropped the bomb and actually murdered the people. Obama may have ordered it, and he almost certainly did. However, someone still pressed the button who was not Obama.
Are we talking about Nobel Peace Prize winner President Obama?
One. Yeah.
Murdering American citizens and dropping bombs on hospitals.
So I do like that aspect of this situation with the Supreme Court as well, because it is showing the politicization of the Supreme Court. I love the fact that people are freaking out about, oh, the sanctity of the court has been violated. Oh, my God, we must find who did this and how dare. And apparently the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court put out a notice today, a public, you know, statement saying that we're going to get whoever this was. We are ordering the marshal of the court to investigate who leaked this, and they will be punished. The sanctity of the Supreme Court will not be violated, and all this propaganda.
And he may be right, based on the precedent they're setting with Julian Assange. You know, this sort of thing, where you have this critically important information that you think the world needs to see, and you pass it on to a journalist, that journalist could very well end up on the hook and facing, you know, life sentences or whatever for treason or whatever Assange is being charged with because they dared. Like Politico, whoever released this could be charged.
Which way do they lean, Politico?
I don't know. Probably left, but I don't spend a lot of time reading their
stuff.
And
of course, that's the other question is which party, you know, which aide do you think released this? Because I guess it can work in both ways. I mean, the left are in an uproar at the moment.
Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court doesn't have political parties.
But I mean, the conservatives are just as happy about this as the left are mad.
Yeah.
So I mean, I could see it being
handed
down by any of the two parties, Aria, because that's
there are no parties. I don't care.
They vote one way and never vote the other way.
Split
5-4 right now.
I don't know. Yes. They always
vote the same 5-4, 5-4, 5-4.
It seems to me that if I had to guess, I would say it would be somebody on the left because they wanted to give them a heads up. They wanted to stir up the controversy and get
had
the protesters.
And by the way, those protesters had them signs done quick. Hmm. It's like, I don't know, it's almost like they knew it was coming.
It doesn't take much to make a sign,
no.
But they were ready to go.
I mean, I got blank signs here. Marker.
I guess if you're curious to look at the back of their signs and see if it's got yellow, blue Ukraine stuff on there, on the side. They just pulled it out of the trunk. It was already there, and they scribbled something new on there. I mean, we stand with the woman's right to choose. The same people who were telling me that I needed to forcefully take a shot.
Oh, I know.
By the way, or lose my job, or not be able to buy groceries. I don't know. 4 months ago, 3 months ago.
Your bodily autonomy did not matter when it came to them wanting to feel good and wanting to feel safe. But when it comes to this issue, suddenly bodily autonomy is important.
That's another great point, and that is that the chant is back amongst the left about my body, my choice.
Oh, no. You people on the left, you don't get to say that anymore.
Mm, they are.
But they don't get to.
It wasn't
my body, my choice 2 years ago when people were calling us manslaughterers for not wearing masks.
New script, new code,
right.
The NPCs have a new chip, and they're just following protocol.
Yep.
They don't remember what they did 3 months ago.
I know they don't, but that's why we're here to remind them.
But they still won't see it as hypocritical.
How could they not?
They must have some sort of disconnect. I can't understand how.
They are either actual NPCs in this simulation, or they are hypnotized.
No, they can't be NPCs. There is not a programmer in the world who is so bad they would create an NPC who's so obviously incapable of thoughts.
Unless this reality show that we're trapped in is all intentional.
And
the aliens are up there laughing their asses off right now. Look at these jokers. Yeah. What can we do next?
Yeah, great question. We're going to continue. Your calls are welcome. You can join us at 603-283-6160. Is secession going to benefit from this controversy? I sure hope so. That's another aspect to it we can talk about. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome at 603-283-6160. You can join us here on...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The SilverLungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. We're actually going to go to your calls here in moments. I do want to say thank you to Bitcoin.com. They are a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, get on over to Bitcoin.com and you can click Get Started at the top of the page. That's where you'll find some useful introductory videos that will help you understand the basics.
Don't listen to Warren Buffett. Anything he says about Bitcoin.
Saying that he wouldn't pay $25
for all the Bitcoin in the world.
Dude, I would in a heartbeat.
Well, the problem would be having it all in your possession.
You can't get all of the Bitcoin.
Correct. The fact that he doesn't even know that.
Right. He's just so clueless.
Him and his buddy, what was his buddy's name?
Peter.
Charlie Munger. They're both talking on this panel and Warren is talking, I wouldn't pay $25 for all this. And Munger's like, I hate Bitcoin because it undermines the USD. And it undermines the Fed. Literally, he said that. That's why he doesn't like Bitcoin.
That's the whole point of Bitcoin.
That's exactly. So not only can you not own it all, it's not even mineable till 2140?
It's basic. I don't know if it's economics or just supply and demand. Yeah, it must be economics. Like, if there's a limited supply of a thing and you start buying it up, the price goes up, right? So you can't get, even if all of the Bitcoin were willing to be sold, the price would just continue to shoot up, and that presumes that,
You lock in the price, right? Like Elon Musk did when buying Twitter. He had to buy 100% of the shares or whatever.
Yeah, but that's just buying from one company. If you're trying to buy Bitcoin, if I had
three shares of Twitter, in theory, Musk would still have to buy my shares of Twitter, right?
No, I think Twitter can sell your shares out from under you. I'm not sure how all that works exactly. That's a centralized corporation. The rules are completely different there. Bitcoin is in the hands of, I don't know how many millions of people all around the world, and even if all of them were willing to sell, which, of course, is completely impossible that would be the case, because as the price started going up, a lot of people are going to say, I'm holding on to this. You kidding me?
Yeah, because the supply had would have decreased substantially by that point, making Bitcoin worth a whole lot of money.
These two,
that old man's a fool.
Knuckleheads, they just don't like competition. Let's just face it.
We're going to go to your phone calls, but again, check out Bitcoin.com if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin. And they've also got the latest news over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's talk to Maverick calling from Kentucky. Maverick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Agree with a fetus being a trespasser.
Maverick, start over again. We were muted for a second.
Sorry
start
about
over.
That.
I just want to disagree about a fetus being a trespasser in the event of a woman consensually engaging in intercourse, because by consensually engaging, she is inherently accepting the risk of pregnancy.
I like that point. What if she? What if it was
that
not?
At all. I
what if
don't
it was
even
not
know how many
consensual?
Times I've had sex, but the number of women I've gotten pregnant is zero.
Because you're being responsible, if I'm correct.
But that doesn't mean that by having sex, the woman agreed to accept the responsibility of that she
absolutely
can get pregnant.
It does. If you know that is what comes along with having sex. You know there's a
in
good chance.
In my experience, 99.99999% of the time, it does not come as a result.
Good for you, but for a lot of people, it does. Many pregnancies happen as a complete accident to the people that are involved in it.
But what is the ratio of that versus the number of times I've had sex and not gotten pregnant? I'm willing to bet the actual likelihood of a pregnancy for as a result of having sex is like 0.0001%.
You know it's a risk, just like you know getting an STD is a risk from having sex. And if you get an STD from having sex, you shouldn't get too mad about that either. You knew what the chances were.
Sure, but I mean, you also have the probably about the same amount of the same relative chance of getting struck as you're crossing the street by a vehicle while you're a pedestrian.
And you know if you walk across the street, you're taking a chance of getting hit. That's just what you get into when you take risks.
But that doesn't mean the other driver isn't at fault because you willingly took that risk or whatever. And it doesn't mean you had any reason, like, oh, I shouldn't have crossed the street. I knew I was going to get hit by a car. I mean, there's a such thing as a reasonable expectation of result, and
there's a reasonable expectation that if you let somebody have sex with you unprotected, that you are going to get pregnant.
Yep,
that's a reasonable expectation.
Except
the more you do it, the higher your chances of that happening. Unless you have sex with Aria, and she's very, very good about protection, apparently. So, good for you. I'm glad that that's worked out for you.
It's not that hard to not get someone pregnant.
I agree. I got a vasectomy. I have no problem. I don't get people pregnant.
And Conan, I imagine you've had sex more than the one time in your life that you had a daughter, right?
This is true.
So how many,
but I'm also extremely careful.
Just take it. Okay.
Was she an accident?
Oh, yeah.
But condoms
most of us are, by the way.
That's true. But careful or not, condoms are not foolproof. They only have, like, what, a reported 99% likelihood of preventing pregnancy or whatever. So you're still taking that 1% chance. Have you had sex more than 100 times?
99% is better than zero.
Mm-hmm. Maverick, what do you think? What if it's not consensual? What if it's rape? What if it's incest or something like that? Then what's your opinion on the responsibility of the woman?
In cases of rape or incest, then yes, the fetus is a trespasser, and I think abortion would be allowed.
Yeah. Here's my one problem with
pro-life. Do you have a womb there, dude?
What's the relevance of that question?
The answer about whether or not someone can have an abortion doesn't affect him. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect any of us.
Unless we're responsible men who take care of...
If I go on a one-night stand and she happens to get pregnant, it does affect me because of child support.
Yeah. And if you're responsible, you wouldn't need the law to come down on you to make you take care of that child.
Exactly. No glove, no love.
Okay, so if we got rid of the state and its child support laws, would you be okay with getting rid of the state and its abortion laws?
I'd be okay with that. I'm okay with getting rid
of the state.
Yeah. I think that's a fair compromise. Okay, yeah. We get rid of this child support apparatus, this family court apparatus that unnecessarily punishes men as it does. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we legalize abortion.
Maverick, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call.
This is my biggest problem with pro-life, the pro-life concept. Mm. If in fact, the child that you are making this woman have is not going to be introduced to a loving family. The mother doesn't want the kid.
She's a crackhead.
The probability that the kid is going to be put into a bad situation for the rest of his life is very probable.
Yep.
That's my problem.
What kind of life is that?
I think that in the, making that child live, and maybe the child is horribly deformed, no arms, no legs, just craziness. I believe, in my personal opinion, that it is immoral and inhuman to make that child suffer. And in that case, I'm all about putting it out of its misery.
What if she wasn't on crack, though? I mean, what if she just didn't want the kid? So she was going to turn it over to the state or some foster agency.
It's the same concept. You are introducing a child to a world of hurt. A mother that will probably never love that kid ever.
I agree. I just want to remove the whole crack thing from the situation.
No, that's a great point. And I think Mark, our co-host Mark Edge, used to make a very similar point about that. It's like, hey, you conservative types, why do you want to force liberals to have kids? Why do you want to force, especially liberals who don't want to have kids, to have kids? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and are you going to step up and are you going to adopt these kids?
Conservatives?
Yeah.
Oh, of course not.
Of course, their argument would be, well, you know, the reason that these people are having so much unprotected sex, whimsical, just sleeping with everyone under the sun, is because they have abortion as an option if they mess up.
If you take that away from them, then they'll get more responsible.
Maybe.
Wow, I've never heard that one. That's an interesting argument, but complete bunk because people are driven to sex, right? Like it's called sex drive for a reason. Right.
I mean, there are tens of thousands of children out there not being adopted. If these pro-life people really want me to take them seriously, at least one of them will have adopted at least one child at some point in their lives.
When I know that there are consequences, whether it's driving too fast or it's doing certain drugs or any kind of vice, I kind of want to know, and I kind of want to take responsibility for taking care of myself. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm doing 120 and I go off into a ditch.
But I don't do
120.
But you already know there are consequences for getting somebody pregnant.
Yes.
So that affects you already.
There's a consequence of getting someone pregnant, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's a consequence of having sex with them.
But if you have abortion as an option and or you have the state to take care of your baby mama and you go run off, do whatever you want, there are no consequences. If in fact you had to take care of that kid, this is why the divorce rate in this country is up so high, because most women don't need that man to take care of them because they got big daddy government. They got that. You got another check coming from another location.
They probably make more money with the government as well.
Yes, probably, and it's probably easier. You don't have to deal with this dumb man that knocked you out 20 years ago.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Given how many kids are complete accidents, I just don't think that people are going to become more responsible overnight if abortion is off the table. People are just irresponsible.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.